Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And we're live.
All right. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing today?
Oh, I couldn't be fucking better.
All right.
All right. Well, fuck. What are we doing here?
I got nothing.
Perfect. I don't think I have any cool stories or anything.
No. Yesterday I had to cut down a tree. Does that count? Or cut up a tree? A fucking tree fell down in our lot out there, and it was so much fucking work, and it made me realize how goddamn out of shape I am.
Well, did you accidentally cut off any limbs? Like on you? I mean,
no. No, not on me. No. Nothing cool happened except for work. Just fucking work on a Saturday on a day off. Bunch of bullshit. I tore this whole fucking room apart, hoping to.
It looks everything looks exactly the same.
Yeah, it is. I tore the shit over here. It's all different. I tore everything apart, unhooked everything, ready to. And then that was what I was going to do yesterday. And then no, I'm going to cut down a tree instead. So I had to fucking put everything back. So it's exactly the same.
I think you were fucking lying to me about rearranging your room.
No. Hopefully next, by the time we record again, it'll be different and better, better and different.
So there, I seen something come up on Twitter. There's a podcast, Zero Fucks Given. We talked about them.
Sure.
So they posted a question, and I wanted to ask you the same question.
Okay.
Would you rather eat your mom's pussy or suck your dad's dick? Gun to your head. You have to pick one.
I'm going to go with... I have to be careful how I answer this question. Almost sounded a little too eager, right? If there's a here, I'll answer it this way. If there's ever a choice between sucking a cock or eating pussy, I'm going with the pussy every time.
You're fucking weird. You're gonna eat your mom's pussy.
That is weird. That is weird, faggot. Are we allowed to say that?
Oh, so that is something that I wanted to say. It's only a matter of time before we get removed from YouTube.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So we need to start getting better at, like, when that happens, we need to have a backup plan.
Sure.
So do that. What's all that? Right.
So we have a website. So if anyone wants to stay in contact with us, whosrightpodcast.com, we're not currently streaming our videos there. So if we ever get kicked off YouTube, I suppose we're going back to an audio only podcast until Libsyn kicks us off.
All right. Yeah, very good. So you would, we were supposed to talk about, we got a one of our patrons, one of the guys that gives us money. He sent an email, he sent a voicemail, then he sent a message on YouTube to make sure that we saw that he sent a voicemail. It was a barrage of communication. But it was about that
barrage of communication.
It was about that. I don't know what his name is. Clam Chowder or Mark Fowder.
I just want to call him Steve Chowder. When people want to be that, I was thinking about that. When people have the name Steve and they want to be called Steven, to me, that just smacks of like,
pretentiousness
kind of. Yeah. Because your name's Steve, dude. Steven is you're not any more like sophisticated if you go by Steve Chowder.
Anyway, this is Anthony and Douglas, and so
it's Tony and D.
Tony and D in the morning, coming at you. So what was the deal with him? You can explain it better than I can because I don't know.
Yeah, so he's always. extreme. He pushes the envelope right up to the edge of YouTube's terms of service or whatever, so he doesn't get kicked off. He has a conservative. He's a conservative person. He's definitely right wing, and he got into an argument with a person, a reporter from Vox News, who is very, very left wing. The reporter is, and the reporter, his name was something Mexican. I don't remember.
Julio Iglesias.
Yep, there you go. I don't remember something
Chavez.
Chavez Maza. I think it was Maza or something like that. Anyways.
Maza Roddy.
Yeah.
Right.
Maza Roddy. He got into an argument with this guy. This guy has been trying to get Steven Crowder kicked off of YouTube because he's conservative, I'm guessing. This Mexican guy refers to himself repeatedly as a queer. It's what I mean. He's always talking about how gay he is, and he's a gay immigrant,
super gay.
See, super gay. I mean, he's always referring to his sexuality. Every conversation that he ever has is always talking about how gay he is. Well, Steven Crowder is a comedian, did some bits about this queer Mexican, and this dude got really pissed off and said that Steven Crowder is harassing him and all of his followers are harassing him and sending him death threats and all that. And YouTube said it was a sustained campaign from this guy to kick Steve Chowder off YouTube. Carlos Maza. Thank you. And after a while, YouTube finally responded and said, Steve Chowder hasn't done anything, because Steve Chowder has like 3 million fucking YouTube followers. He's a huge presence on YouTube. And I'm assuming YouTube doesn't want to disrupt that, because I'm sure they're making a shitload of money from him. So they put out a statement saying that he didn't violate their terms of service and they weren't going to do anything. And then Carlos Maza got more upset and started more and more harassing YouTube about kicking off Steve Chowder. Thank you. See, you fucked it all up. I've got a one track mind. I got to fucking keep on.
It was worth it.
All right. You did that shit on purpose.
Too long. Didn't read. Make this concise in 30 seconds that somebody with my mentality can understand.
Fuck. I can't even understand it. Steve Chowder got demonetized off of YouTube, and YouTube said that he can be remonetized if he gets rid of the links to a shirt that he is selling that says God hates figs, or wait, no. What the fuck does it say? I love figs. Something about figs. But the I think it's supposed to say fags, but the I is a, or the A is an I, or not an I, a fig. Fuck, I don't fucking know.
This is, yeah, let's wait till next week to talk about this. So my plan for this conversation was, because I told you, you know, I want to do some reading on it so I can have somewhat of a discussion.
Sure.
Right. And then I didn't do that.
Well, of course not. I didn't expect that you would.
But I figured that when I asked you for a synopsis, I'm using his fucking word. I just figured you'd be able to tell me and then I could retort, right?
Yeah. It's almost like you don't know me at all. When's the last time you've said, explain that to me real quick? And I was able to explain anything to you real quick ever. Come on. That's your fault.
I thought I read something about YouTube saying that they are no longer allowing people to say, like, to say 9/11 didn't happen, or.
So they're calling it the Vox adpocalypse.
The what? The lips?
Right. Lips. Lips is the only important part here. The Vox adpocalypse. So because of that, reporter works for Vox, and it's a advertiser apocalypse or whatever. They're YouTube is banning all kinds of shit left and right under the guise of supremacist content. They're calling it, you're not allowed to say that one group is better than another group, I guess, and you're not allowed to say that something that happened didn't happen. I mean, it's just so fucking stupid. I don't even know.
So
like, we're not allowed to say that Sandy Hook didn't happen. We might even get demonetized for saying that just because I just said it.
What can they?
They're going to monetize us just to demonetize us. Here's a nickel. We're taking it back.
So what I was wondering is, who's to say what didn't happen? Like, big. So you take 9/11. That's a pretty big conspiracy in some people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anybody could argue that it didn't happen.
I will. Smoke and mirrors. Lots of smoke.
You think David Copperfield, was that Statue of Liberty, was just practice for the?
No, it was that Steve Angel or Dave Angel, whatever that guy's name is. What the fuck is his name?
David Blaine.
Yeah, there you go. No, there was one named Angel.
Chris Angel.
The Chris Angel. No. See, I knew it was something.
What I was wondering is who's to decide what did or didn't happen? Like, okay, the moon. That's probably a better example.
Yeah, sure.
So can you get caught up in it by saying that we never went to the moon?
I think so.
Now, like, what in your mind, what is the biggest conspiracy that you know of?
That I know of? I would say 9/11 is, I mean, it's, if I had to pick a conspiracy, that's the biggest, you know?
What about Jesus Christ?
You, as like conspiracy?
Isn't that a conspiracy? There's people that say he's the Lord and Savior, and there's other people that say he didn't exist.
I think for it to be a conspiracy, somebody somewhere has to know that it's not true and be pushing it, right? And I don't think the people that are pushing it, but I think they believe that it's true, right?
What?
I don't fucking know. What actually makes something a conspiracy?
I don't fucking know. That's why I was asking.
I don't know that Jesus Christ is a conspiracy.
I'll look it up.
Did he get shot in a Cadillac driving down the street in 1944 or something? What year was it?
Yes.
All right.
What? We are 12 minutes in and I already got to look shit up.
That's good.
It's one of the big no-nos.
It is?
All right. The action of plotting or conspiring. Or a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful.
Is it? No, that Jesus Christ doesn't fall in that. All right. Wow. There's lots of comments about Jesus in here.
Anyway. All right. So my problem is who's to decide what did or didn't happen? Because everything is now, you've got the corporation deciding that this is hate speech,
mm-hmm.
and this is okay. Like, mm-hmm. I bet you could go on YouTube pretty quick and find a bunch of videos saying that white people are the devil.
Oh, for sure. They don't care about that. It's, I think it's a play by YouTube to put the main media interest back in control of things. I think. I don't know. Maybe, who am I? There's a line from one of the YouTube reps that said something like their goal is to... Awesome.
So one of the things, you know, this episode... Specifically, we're actually just recording our regular audio podcast episode. But for those of you that listen to us, most of the people listen to us on audio podcast, which is what we've been doing for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing this live on YouTube. So that's why there's comments popping up on the screen and we're either giggling or whatever. We probably should get better at telling you what the fuck it is that we're laughing at, but.
I would say that's pretty low on the list. There's a lot of things we need to get better at first.
You know what? I need to put a whiteboard up in here of things that we need to get better at.
You need a couple of them. You get three and I'll get three. It'll be like them fucking math problems that those geniuses are doing. Fucking shit's full of. Oh, my God. I don't know. We must be doing something right.
Yeah,
that's what I do. That's what I say to make myself feel better. I don't know.
Well, fuck. I don't know. Do you want to try to solve this issue or
on YouTube. Should we solve this YouTube issue on YouTube while using our hate speech?
I don't know. So I know that we have gotten away from doing articles,
mm-hmm.
but I found this article last night, and I feel like we have to discuss it.
All right. Is it on the board, or did you keep it from me?
No, I put it on the board. But
all right. I wanted to ask before I checked.
It's, did Jesus poop?
What? Is that serious? Jesus poop?
All right. So I'm going to try to give you just the quick rundown here real quick.
All right.
Uh-huh. What Jesus did. Nope. I fucked up three words in. I fucked it up.
Awesome.
What Jesus said and did when he was alive is quite clearly a subject of great interest to Christians today. And the New Testament tells us a great deal about some of the details of Jesus' life. He was circumcised. He was rude to his parents. He walked around, sometimes on water. He rode donkeys. He cried. He got angry. And he shared meals with his followers. The Bible says absolutely nothing about Jesus' sex life. But it's equally silent on the choice of on the question of digestion. Everybody poops, but did Jesus? If you're thinking, yes, he was a human being, but oh my God, why are you bringing this up? Talking about Jesus' bowel movements is like discussing my parents' sex life. Then that's understandable. But it seems like we at the have jumped a certain, then you'll be in. This is a centuries-long debate among the church fathers, for whom digestion was often a much more important question than sex.
What?
In the second century, a popular Christian teacher named Valentinus wrote in a letter to a man called Agathopus that Jesus was continent, enduring all things. The risen Jesus digested divinity. He ate and drank in a special way without excreting his solids. He had such a great capacity for continence that the nourishment within him was not corrupted, for he did not experience corruption. In other words, Jesus was special and never defecated. Although, as scholar Christoph Marchesis has written, Valentinus was talking about Jesus after his resurrection. So we are already in special territory.
What do you think about that? I don't even know what the fuck to think. I never would have thought that would be a question that anybody would ever ask. But why apparently they've been asking.
Why wouldn't you ask it? I mean, okay, so if Jesus didn't shit,
mm-hmm.
that means Jesus didn't have a butthole.
No. Yeah. No.
Your butthole is only there for shitting.
Yeah, but you can have a butthole and not shit. Lots of people have a butthole and don't shit.
Jesus didn't have a colostomy bag. That's not what they're talking about.
So how do you know?
Touche.
That's what the article should be. Did Jesus have a colostomy bag?
Mary Magdalene? Magdalene? Mm-hmm. Who's the whore that...
Think that's Mary Magdalene, yeah, I think.
Do you think that she used a strap-on and fucked him in his colostomy hole? That's the debate.
God, I hope so. That would be a divine miracle. Did your parents send you to church when you were younger at all?
Yeah, I was in a youth group for a Catholic youth group, whatever.
Really? Your parents are Catholic?
Yeah.
Crazy. Did you want to go? Was it fun, or was it something that you dreaded?
Oh fuck, it was great, man.
Really?
Catholic girls are whores.
How old were you when you stopped going?
17.
That's crazy. Cause I think I was going to youth group up until I was like 15 or 16. No, not yet. We're still working it out. Speaking of whistling butt plugs, we're here. This is our world famous whistling butt plug.
Oh, see, I had some too.
Yeah. Just unwrapped it today, baby.
Let's hear how it sounds. No, that's not what I meant.
All right, hold on. I got it all fucking nasty.
What? How do you have that on there?
How? I just stuck it in the fucking thing.
All right. I don't know. I guess I thought we were going to have a 50-minute conversation about. Yeah. So, you know, so this is one of the reasons why we got away from doing articles.
Because sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, I thought I hit a gold mine when I came across that article. Like, how can we not make this funny? And sure enough, we didn't.
We need to go back to that guy's question. Did the stream start yet?
Nope.
That was pretty funny. All right. So you put something on here about a circumcision movie.
Yeah, that was for us to watch and then talk about later.
Oh. You jackass. So we're doing that. Watch out for that.
All right. Lucky for you, I found another story that
yay
that is going to be funny.
Fuck.
But first, can you like talk or something while I'm trying to navigate internet?
What are you trying to do? What the hell are you trying to do?
Oh, motherfucker.
What?
All right. Two Seattle women who tried to use vacuum hose to end their periods early hospitalized.
What the fuck?
See, I knew that one would get you.
End their periods early? Like suck all the blood out?
What? Let's investigate, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
According to a shocking revelation by a Seattle nurse.
That's funny. That's a shocking revelation. According to a shocking revelation.
According to a, shocking revelation by a Seattle nurse, two young women were hospitalized in the first week of June after trying to use a vacuum hose to end their periods early.
Perfect. See, that makes it funnier.
She wrote on Twitter.
All right. I don't know if that added to it or not, but you know.
The women were aged 23 and 19 and both went into shock after the DIY method triggered a rush of blood rather than stop that they had hoped. The supposed menstrual extraction, that sounds fancy. That
sounds amazing.
Was first described by feminist activist Lauren, whatever, in the 70s, who called it a way to perform an at-home abortion before Roe versus Wade. They described how to construct a contraption called a delum using a syringe, a cannula. Isn't that like a... yeah. reculum and a jar.
You're going to need a cannoli in a jar.
You need a cannoli? A rectum? No, a reculum? Once abortions became legal across the U.S., this old school method was largely sidelined. But according to Mick in 2016, a procedure has seen a resurgence in popularity, this time being pitched as a method to end periods early. The nurse who posted the tweet added, I don't know if it was Eureka, Dyson, Hoover, or some Walmart brand, but yes, an actual vacuum cleaner. Okay, so vacuum cleaners have an exhaust.
Oh, God. Yes, they do. Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Maybe it was, what if it was just a wet, like a big 55-gallon wet dry shop vac?
So, if you had a medical emergency, you went to the doctor or whatever, you went to the emergency room, and then the next day, your medical emergency that was kind of weird, you got a jelly jar stuck up your ass, whatever happens to you, that was trending on Twitter, and the nurse that treated you was talking, wouldn't that piss you off? I mean,
yeah, I think there was some discussion about that with the article, but if you were a nurse and somebody got a jelly jar stuck up their ass, how could you not talk about it?
That's what I'm saying.
I was walking and I tripped and I fell and it fell on him.
Yeah. And then when I got home, I stuck this jelly jar up my ass. No big deal. What's the problem? So I had a surgery for something. I don't remember what it was, but they had to clean me out, get all the shit up out of me. And so I had to drink this fucking drink or whatever. And then they had to do an enema to get all the shit out of me. Well, I don't know if this is exactly how it happened, but this is how I remember it. They have me laying on my side in a room, and there's a big curtain in this room. Didn't think anything out of it. I thought it was like a window or whatever. So she's got me laying on my side with my ass facing this curtain. She shoves this hose. Hey, dog. What the fuck are you doing?
They're asking to see the dog. I'm listening to you.
Gay. Who cares about dogs? Dogs are gay. I got sidetracked. Now I forgot what I was saying. My ass is facing this fucking window or this curtain, I guess. And she puts this, I don't know if you ever had an enema before, but she puts this fucking hose up my ass. And it's not like a water bottle one. It's like an automatic one. So she puts the hose up my ass and she's like, okay, we're going to, you know, start pretty quick here, whatever. And then she slides back the curtain. And I swear to God, I've never seen six hotter women in my life. It was like this was like a teaching hospital. So they had, you know, we're going to show you how we do this. But it was like they found six hot fucking supermodels to come watch while I get a goddamn enema. I watched her slide back the curtain and I looked over my shoulder and I like tensed. I must have tensed up because my fucking butthole tensed up. She's like, you okay? Everything okay? I'm like, do they have to watch? She's like, well, this is a teaching hospital. So, you know, we have students come in and watch. Yeah, students. These are fucking supermodels. What the fuck is going on here? So she starts the goddamn enema and I'm fucking just, yeah, that was my whole story, but just six hot chicks watching me get an enema. That was it.
One of the things about being obese is that sometimes your shit doesn't all come out. Like there's more shit than what you can maybe legally allowed to take in one sitting. So you can feel that need to shit, mm-hmm. and then go shit, mm-hmm. and then you're done. And then immediately have to shit again. So there are times, I haven't done it in a long time, but I used to try to, like, what is it, decompact? Or I wanted to get the shit out of me. I wanted to feel, like, thin.
Yep. Not eating would be the first step. Shitting would be somewhere at the bottom.
So anyway, since we got that bio bidet shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can just give myself an enema. You know, mm-hmm. if you sit just right and turn the stream on full power and then relax. Yeah. You can fill yourself up.
I'm like, you can fill yourself up. So when you say decompress or decompact, how the hell do you do that? With your finger?
No, with an enema.
Oh, that's weird. Maybe eat more fiber. That's fucking weird, man.
So there's some comments going by on what we should be doing other than talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of good recommendations. One person just wants to watch the dog.
All right.
Another one wants us to commentate on E3. Somebody mm-hmm. else wants E3 playing with just the dog in the picture and us being quiet. do I jack off while doing that, while petting my dog? No,
yes, idiot. You do. Don't lie.
Kaya asked, also, do you guys agree with showering after shitting? Of course. What do you mean agree with it? It's a necessity.
No, really? Like every single time you shit?
Yeah. Well, I only shit before I go into the shower. So yes.
Really? I usually try to hold my shit till I get out of the shower. It's weird.
You are an odd duck, sir.
No, why? I towel myself off while I'm shitting. It's save time that way. It's efficient. I'm drying off as I'm shitting.
Shit in the shower. Waffle stomp.
Waffle stomp. No, that's just gross.
What else did you have? We had some. You had some super secret stuff on the board that.
Super secret. Yeah. What'd you say?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I always thought that incels were interesting. I mean, the whole idea of incel was interesting. You know, I didn't know if we were going to get to it, this week or whatever.
But get to it. We're going to depend on it.
Right. We're fucked. So I started looking at this. The incels subreddit got banned. I don't
know. So keep in mind the demographic that we normally have. Mm-hmm. Explain what an incel is.
The best way I can explain it is a guy who thinks he thinks of himself as so ugly that he can't get women, but he thinks that he deserves sex. He thinks everybody deserves to have sex with hot women, but he's so ugly that he can't. I'm not sure I quite understand the mentality, but that's.
But they all, I thought they blamed the women.
Yeah. I think they blame the women, and they blame hot men for making hot women and hot men for making them that way, or society for not wanting to fuck ugly people. Or, I mean, there's so much wrong in this mental picture that I don't really know what.
So it stands for involuntarily celibate, right?
Yes.
All right. And I think that is a pretty good way to describe it.
Yeah.
They're celibate, but they don't want to be.
Right. All right. So can you pull up these pictures and the three attachments that I put and put them on this? Is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know. My dog's going fucking crazy. Hold on.
You got a storm going or something?
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
All right. So I found a couple of one of the this was on Reddit. One of the posts that I found, it says, imagine you're a woman. Your life is on easy mode from the start. This man, I'm going to see if Doug can't pull up that picture. This man has worked his whole life to achieve a perfect body and a 7-figure income. All you have to do to get him to marry you is not eat like a pig and keep your virginity intact. Imagine fucking these two simple tasks up. Did you just look up conspiracy?
I shared the wrong fucking screen.
Awesome.
I got no fucking business doing this.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, let's try it again. Repeat what you just said, and we're going to cut everything else out before this.
All right. Ready? I'm not going to read that again.
Yeah, because I need to pay attention to it.
Imagine you're a woman. Your life is on easy mode from the start. This man... You're not paying attention.
There we go.
This man has worked his whole life to achieve a perfect body and a 7-figure income. All you have to do to get him to marry
you... Is that Wolverine?
No. It looks like a computer animated drawing of a guy pulling down his pants. Like, do you believe that that guy even exists, first of all?
God, I hope so.
He worked his whole life to achieve that perfect body and a 7-figure income. And if you just don't eat like a pig, you can have him.
Oh, that's what you wanted me to pull up.
Yeah, I wanted that picture up there. Basically, mainly is what I wanted to kind of.
Oh.
You don't have to leave it up there, but I wanted people to get.
I can't keep up with this shit
because I'm talking so fast, saying nothing. All right. So the idea is that first of all, this guy doesn't exist. That's not a real person. So you're a regular looking dude comparing yourself to people that don't exist and then blaming women because they want to have sex with you because you're an asshole. I don't.
Yes.
Yes.
I guess I don't know enough about this subject. I don't understand what the. I don't understand. Okay. I mean, it's a bunch of people that want to get laid and can't because either they've got poor hygiene, poor, mm-hmm. they look like shit, or they're an asshole, or a combination of the three.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take the fact that they can't get laid and they take it out on either people that do take care of themselves or women that just don't find them attractive.
So here's another post from that same subreddit.
Do people like if you're in an incel,
mm-hmm.
is that like a title that you claim? Like,
I think so. I think it is. As far as I can tell, because this, like I said, the incel subreddit there, they had a subreddit called incels. So I'm assuming they talked about this kind of shit. Well, they got banned for being pieces of shit. Oh yeah, that's the extreme end of it. I think this says they want to legalize rape, of course, or have the government require a woman to have sex with them once in their lives. So I think there's an extreme faction of these people that wants to legalize rape or whatever, because they think that they deserve sex. They're entitled to sex if they want it. But I don't know that that's the whole group, right? Maybe I don't know enough about it.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of where to go in this conversation, because this whole topic is so fucking stupid. It's either virgins that don't know how to get laid or people that are just assholes.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of it comes down to they're just socially isolated because of the fucking internet, social media, whatever. And they have zero idea how to talk to girls. And which no fucking kids knows how to talk to girls. You got to learn that. And they just never learned that. And then they've internalized it and they just hate women because of it. So this next post that I put up, it just says, the post is, good morning, everyone. And then the body of the post says, I hate women. So, I mean, that's the mentality, like, that it's just frustrating to, because what do you do with, you know?
What do you mean, what do you do?
What if this is a growing trend? There's a lot of them. What do you do? I mean, you just, how do you try to combat this so that, fuck, I don't know, man.
Well, you legalize
rape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that I should.
You can't even say it, can you?
All right. So I'm trying to think of, like, if the government was to say, all right, you have to fuck him. Like, if the governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich,
right, from his prison cell,
if he just had a big chart and it was all the pictures of the guy virgins and then all the pictures of the white or the hot girls,
why are they gonna be white?
And then he just drew lines like, you have to fuck him, because I'm not gonna force a black girl to have sex with a white guy. I promise you, there's no black incels. I promise you.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
Because they're smooth.
They're smooth. That's a stereotype. You can't stereotype people like that. Why is that okay? Stereotyping it in a good way, you know? Offer free, what did I say? Legalize assisted suicide and offer free clinics for it?
Yeah. I'm for that. I am for... It's stupid to me that suicide is illegal. That is fucking retarded.
Really?
Yes. You think it should be illegal?
So if you take that, stretch that out, if you can kill yourself, why can't you kill somebody else? I don't understand. Murder is illegal. If you murder yourself, that doesn't make it legal.
Are you just trying to argue with me?
Or do you really believe that? Okay. I don't know. I never really thought about it. I never gave it very much thought. But off the top of my head, yeah. Why would you make it legal?
Okay. It's legal to take... This is stupid. That's a stupid argument. Try a different argument. That one's dumb.
No. Murder is illegal.
It's legal for me to drive my car without my permission, but it's illegal for me to drive your car without your permission.
I don't think it is. If you don't have your own permission, you better not be driving your car. Yeah, I don't know. Just don't kill yourself. That's
murder is the taking of somebody else's life.
Murder is the taking of life.
Nope. Somebody else's. Keywords.
Keywords. Oh, boy. So I got called a Nazi on Reddit. by a 14-year-old. $200. Is that good?
Yes. It's the highest you can get.
Yes. The highest I can get.
So I'm not done talking about the legalizing suicide.
All right.
Why do you really think that it should be? Don't you think that if somebody has just had enough, let's say it's cancer and Lou Gehrig's disease and herpes, and they don't
like all at the same time?
Yes. You get them all from the same girl.
All right. Caught Lou Gehrig's disease from this girl.
if don't you think that is enough right there that
we're talking about two different things. When you're talking about suicide and then you bring up you're sick and you want to end your life with dignity, that's two totally different things.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
So so in your mind, it's okay that if you've got terminal cancer and you want to kill yourself, yeah, I understand you want to die with dignity. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you are clinically depressed and there's just no pulling out of your funk, you're tired of living, there's nothing left in this world to live for except for your shitty podcast that only comes.
Only seems to be getting shittier by the minute.
Yeah. You don't think that is something that it's like you're in charge of your own person, right? You of all people should believe that the government should stay out whether or not you can live or die.
Yes. So I agree with you, but when you say we need to make it legal, just legalize it, that does that mean for anybody at any point? Just there's no that. So over are the, you trying to
let me answer the question over the age of 9?
Well, all right. What, why? Okay. Let's back up. Why? What would be the point of it? What would be the goal behind it?
To not live anymore?
No.
Okay.
The goal of making it legal.
Cause I think that you should, I think that you could, you, I think the, I don't know. I haven't thought. Hold on. My dog's getting fucking tangled up in the goddamn cords over here. And I'm trying.
Why'd you invite your dog into the studio?
Studio.
Right.
Yeah. All right. What was the question? What's the goal? The goal would be to, assisted suicide, to where you don't have a botched suicide where you remove
half your face.
Yeah.
So you're saying that if somebody says, I want to not live anymore, they should be able to go to the doctor and the doctor should kill them.
No, it couldn't be the doctor because doctors have that Hippocratic oath or whatever. They can only help. They can't hurt unless they're dentists. Those fucking things hurt.
Okay. So you're trying to solve two problems here. You're trying to solve the problem of giving serial killers an outlet and letting people end their lives when they want.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
You go to a clinic and there's like, hey, Jeffrey Dahmer's in this room. Fucking whoever's in this.
Yeah. How do you want to go?
Al Bundy's in that room. There's a Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy. Right?
Yeah. I don't care who does it. That's not. When I say assisted suicide, I don't mean somebody with a knife stabbing me 27 times.
That would be awesome. That's the only way I'm for it. If they get to strangle you, they get to sexually assault you and strangle you. That's the only way you can do this.
Okay. Yeah. How bad do you want to live?
Right.
Or how bad do you not want to live?
Right.
This mother, he is going to rail you for 3 days. And then when it's all said and done, he's going to be wearing your skin in the moonlight.
Right.
You might want to.
That?
Yeah. Maybe you can pull yourself up by the bootstraps. We just solved depression.
Right. So you've been through it, obviously. Do you think that suicide is a selfish thing or not? It's strange to me that there's a debate about that.
So I can see it from both sides. Yeah, I do think it's selfish. But I also, if there's somebody that just does not want to live anymore for whatever reason, I'm a firm believer that things will get better. But whatever, let's just, your wife dies of dysentery or something when you're traveling across the fucking country and you're and you don't have any more wheels left in your inventory, so you're just stuck there.
It's oddly specific, but okay. I never really thought of my stuff as an inventory, but all right.
So you're sitting there in, you know, out in the open plains or whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to think of.
You're trying to stay on that metaphor.
I am, but I kind of ran out. Oh, let's say you have some oxen.
Have some what?
Some oxen.
All right.
So you got 40 head of oxen, and it, you know, it's just you and your oxen. and you don't want to live no more, right? So if you kill yourself, your oxen are going to be sad.
Are going to be sad. Do oxen get sad?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, for this story, they do.
Sure.
So yeah, that was a selfish move. But then you've got to look at it from the other side of it. If you're really sad, do you think your oxen want you to be sad? Or do they want you to just finally get rid of the fucking pain? The oncoming dysentery.
Oncoming dysentery.
I mean, that's how you're going to go. You know that.
You know, you're dying from dysentery either way.
You know, when you set out on this voyage that they call life, you're going to end up dying of dysentery.
Well, when you put it that way, you're still wrong.
I really thought I was onto something there. I was going to tie everything together.
No, that was good. You did good. It's weird to me that it's a debate. It's obviously selfish. You're doing it for selfish reasons. You are not killing yourself for the betterment of society or for the betterment of your family. That's stupid. Nobody's family is better off if they kill themselves. Oh, wait a minute. I'm arguing against myself here. That's weird. All right. There's a couple of instances where somebody would be better off.
Bob says it's sad when the chat room is discussing the topic better than the podcast. That's not sad. That's normal.
Fuck off. I was going to say that's not sad. Nobody's crying here, buddy.
I think it's selfish. I think it's selfish. So if you have somebody that is in the throes of depression and you don't, and all you're worried is about how they'll make you feel or you'll make them feel or whatever. What about that? Isn't that selfish?
Yeah, absolutely. That doesn't mean that killing yourself isn't selfish just because something else is.
All right. I don't fucking know.
All right. Maybe we should just get in the chat. It seems to be like there's a lively conversation going on in there. Just read our comments from the chat.
All right. Well, I don't know that if we don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, this was kind of a, yeah.
You have a problem, have a problem with the straight pride parades?
Do I have a problem with it? No, not at all. I have a straight pride parade. Cool. I think they just call that a parade.
No, that's not true. No.
I got nothing. Why? Do you have a problem with straight pride parades?
Do I have a problem with it? I have a problem with the people that have a problem with them, I think.
The gays?
Well, no, don't put it like that.
All right. Why don't you put it some way then?
The people that are against straight people, so I think the whole thing's stupid. All right. So if you brag about being straight, or
who does that?
why for any reason can you, I think you taught me this many years ago. All right. So do you believe that your sexual orientation is something that you can change or something you're born with?
I believe it's something you're probably born with.
Okay. So then therefore, and whatnot, how have you, you can't take pride in that. You can take pride in something you accomplished. Something you're born with is not something you accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, your parents should be going to the straight pride parade because they made a straight person.
Right. And they should be proud.
But if you're, if you're born and you enjoy penis in your butt, and you have a penis, it's okay. But it's not like you did that yourself.
It's not like you did that yourself. Look at all I accomplished. I'm gay. That's weird. I understand the argument against it, like, sort of. They say the argument is mainly that every day is straight pride day or whatever. Every day is, it's like they're, fuck, I don't even know how to fucking explain. I can't even fucking think straight.
You know what? We should get together every week and discuss stuff in front of people.
In front of people. Good idea. Instead, let's just try to be funny. You got any dick and fart jokes?
Fuck. All right. I guess I'm just going to go through this shit and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Are we going to pretend that we have a better show prepared for a Patreon episode?
No. Why would we do that?
Okay. So don't forget to sign up for Patreon, where we live stream a special Patreon episode that is not going to be any better than what you just watched. That's why we would do it.
Oh, well, you didn't have to put it that way.
It is going to be so much better than what you, this is practice.
Some things are better left unsaid.
That should be our show.
Oh my God.
Patreon.com/who's right. What else we got?
We'll try harder next time.
No,
that's all I can really say. I don't know. We'll try harder next week.
What the hell to say? Well, they say that the Pride Parade is a protest for equal rights, but then I don't understand why they do it in America. Don't they already have equal rights?
I don't think so. I mean, equal rights, but they're not treated equally.
Booyah!
I don't think so. There's a difference between, you know, yeah, the law says we're all the same, and, you know, people treat each other the same. It's, I'm not trying to argue with you. You're just wrong.
I think so. There's a lot of people. I think Kaya got all these people to come in here and start telling us to stream E3.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking. So today is not going to work for me to stream E3.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no reason why we can't get on and stream all that, anything at any time. You know, like the NFL draft.
Can you do that?
We can do whatever the fuck we want. We're going to get kicked off anyway. So who gives a shit?
Sweet.
But I think that you and I, neither one of us knowing a fucking thing about football, watching the NFL draft, I mean, I think that would be fun. Like, I bet they picked a black guy next.
No, this isn't basketball. Come on.
See, you just made it racist.
I did? All right. I didn't even know what E3 was until like just a couple days ago. And you know what? That's not true. I'm still not 100% sure what E3 is.
I think it's the Electronics Entertainment Expo.
Oh, now I understand.
So it's in. They're showing all the new shit that your kids are going to ask you about next year.
Oh. Why the fuck would I want to watch that? Why would anybody want to watch that?
So I think the point of it is because we are so out of touch, it would be funny watching us experience that or something. Fuck, I don't fucking know. Just roll with it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I'm out of touch. So I got called a Nazi on Reddit by a 14-year-old.
For people to be treated equally, you need to settle. Okay, change. But I don't think that they can do it through marching on the fucking streets like retards. Just act like regular, likable person.
You like don't me? I'm a regular, likable person.
How do you march through the street like a retard?
That's how I would do it.
One, two, three, four. I like crayons. That's enough. All right. All right. You ready to get the...
All right.
What the fuck, man? Get some more sleep next time.
All right.
Anything else we got to say?
Nope. I got a whole lot of nothing.
All right.
All right. Bye.